Port Moody's shoreline trail remains closed at Pigeon Cove with no timeline for when it might reopen. Anna Mathewson, the city's general manager of community services, said an abutment that supports a wooden bridge along the trail, as it cuts across the mudflats at the east end of Burrard Inlet, was severely eroded by very high tides between Christmas and New Year's. As well, an engineer's report determined there are significant issues with the structure's support beams and anchors. Mathewson said before repairs can begin, the city will have to find out how much they'll cost and how construction work might proceed on the tricky and sensitive terrain. The city closed the trail, including the wooden boardwalk connected to the bridge, on December 28 after tides peaked at 5.754 meters in Vancouver the day before. The particularly high water, known as a king tide, happens once or twice a year when the Earth is closest to the sun and moon, resulting in their greatest gravitational pull on ocean waters. Users of Shoreline Trail can continue their walk around the eastern end of Burrard Inlet by using the paved multi-user path along Murray Street that then connects to a gravel path along the rail line behind Trasalini Field. But, cautioned Mathewson, there might be further diversions as sewer upgrade work along part of the trail resumes after a break for the holidays. She said detours will be marked and a detailed map is available on the city's website.